T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Well, we were talking about Cleveland. I see a story just moving on ESPN. Hugh Jackson, of all people, was criticizing the Browns coaching staff. Yeah, that's Hugh Jackson, who went 3-36-1 as head coach of the Browns before being fired midway through the 2018 season. He's saying that they're misusing Baker Mayfield because they're putting him under center instead of using him in the shotgun. And Jackson says that has led to a lack of confidence with Baker Mayfield. He's quoted as saying, Baker's an alpha. The alpha male is not playing as well as he thinks he should or anybody thinks he should. They're not winning because Baker is putting up 400 yards. They're winning because they're rushing the football. So, yeah, there's a lack of confidence, and they need to get that back. To me, that's the biggest job of the coaching staff the rest of the season, because he's going to be the key to this thing. And there's no doubt they can run the football, but I think there's a happy median there somewhere where we can still be a really good running team, but he's able to throw the ball at a high level for a quarterback who needs to go find a way to get his own personal wins, because he needs some. He needs that to feel good. This guy was the first pick in the draft, not a second rounder or a third rounder. They took this guy for a reason, because he can throw the football. Now you're saying, what, he's not good enough? I don't think that's the case at all. So Hugh Jackson putting the blame on the coaching staff in Cleveland. Again, I find that a little humorous, considering he was 3-36-1 as the Browns head coach. You might remember that he and Mayfield had a rocky relationship at the end. They parted poorly. But in this case, Hugh Jackson is defending Baker Mayfield. All right, let's get to our picks, Starkey and I. Starkey phoned in his picks to me. I had a good week last week. I was 6-2. Joe was 4-4. So in the past 2 weeks, I'm 11-5, and he's 8-8. So I picked up 3 games on him, but I dug such a big hole for myself. I'm still plus 5. He's still plus 5. I'm still 5 games behind him. We have 4 games different this week, 2 in the pros and 2 in the college. We pick 8 games every week. Let's do the college games first. West Virginia is at Texas Tech this week. Another, I don't know how the West Virginia, they do it. You know, all those long trips across the country to play in the Big 12. And I know they needed a home for football, and they found one, and they're certainly glad that they did. But I don't know how they make all these long trips every week. This week they're at Texas Tech. Texas Tech is a 3.5-point underdog at home. Starkey has taken Texas Tech. I'm going with West Virginia. I think they found something down there. Neil Brown, the head coach, starting to put things together a little bit. So I like West Virginia. Starkey likes Texas Tech. The Big Ten gets underway, as I said, this week. Probably the marquee game, as close as there is to one, is Michigan at Minnesota. Pretty evenly matched teams. Minnesota is a 3-point underdog at home. Both Starkey and I are taking Minnesota plus the 3. Man, I'll tell you, Harbaugh has just not got it done at Michigan for me. He's never beat Ohio State yet. You don't think that's irritating the Michigan fans. I love it. I'm not a Michigan person. I think they're very arrogant. I've said this many times. I think Michigan fans are the most arrogant in all of sports. and they haven't much been arrogant since Harbaugh took over. So both Joe and I are going with Minnesota in this one. Penn State opens up at Indiana tomorrow. Not going to have Micah Parsons, who opted out, their best defensive player. Not going to have Journey Brown, their star running back. He's out with an undisclosed illness, going to be out all season. A lot of people think Penn State is going to be able to challenge Ohio State for Big Ten supremacy. I'll believe that when I see it. They haven't been able to get over that hump with Penn State over Ohio State. They'll have a chance next week, next Saturday night, Halloween night. They're going to play at Happy Valley. Won't have the whiteout crowd there, unfortunately, but it still should be a very entertaining game. That's provided Penn State can get by Indiana. I'm taking Penn State minus the 6. Starkey is taking Indiana plus the 6. So that is the second college game that we disagree on. I have West Virginia. He has Texas Tech. And then Notre Dame at Pitt. We both like Pitt plus the 10. I really like Pitt to cover, so they'll probably lose by 3 touchdowns when I say that. But I like the plus 10, and I think they can win the game. I know that sounds crazy. They've lost 3 in a row. I don't think Notre Dame is the third best team in the country. I think they're overrated. They play good defense, but they can't pass the ball. Certainly can't pass the ball down the field, which has been Pitt's weakness. They give up all these long touchdown passes. I don't know that Notre Dame is going to be able to take advantage of that. So Joe and I both have Pitt. You'll hear the game here on The Fan tomorrow at 3:30. I'll be there at Heinz Field. I'm already really eagerly awaiting that one. It should be a fun matchup, and maybe Pitt can take a step towards salvage its season. I don't know with 3 losses that its season is salvageable. I guess if you beat Notre Dame, win out, beat Clemson, that salvages it in a big way. I'm not sure they're going to have a winning record, though. 3-3. They lose tomorrow, 3-4. Clemson still down the road. Virginia Tech won't be easy. On the road, Florida State, Georgia Tech, they won't be easy. Tomorrow's a pretty big game for Pitt, I think. All right, let's go to the pros. We talked about Cleveland at Cincinnati. Both teams, Austin Hooper out for Cleveland with appendicitis. Joe Mixon has been ruled out for Cincinnati. He's their star running back. Cincinnati is at home getting 3.5 points. Starkey took Cincinnati in this one. I'm going with Cleveland. I think Cleveland bounces back. I think they were so embarrassed by last week's performance. I look for Mayfield to play better. I look for Odell Beckham to be more of a factor. I think Cleveland, Myles Garrett certainly won't be as quiet as he was against the Steelers last week. So I think Cleveland could win this game. And I have them covering, even though they're minus 3.5. Joe has Cincinnati. The other game we disagree on is Vegas and Tampa, and I picked Vegas before I realized they might be without their entire offensive line. Vegas is getting 4 at home against Tom Pretty Boy Brady. Joe took Tampa. I took Vegas. Tampa seems to be coming on. They look really good their last couple games. We'll see if they can keep it going. But I'm going with Vegas, hoping their offensive line is able to play and healthy. They had to put 4 guys on the COVID list yesterday. They still could be cleared by Sunday, but there's no guarantee of that. So I have Vegas. Joe has Tampa Bay. I think maybe the game of the day is Seattle at Arizona. Arizona's getting 3.5 points at home. Starkey and I both took Arizona in this game. Seattle, the one of 3 undefeated teams, the Steelers and Titans being the other 2. Everybody just about has Russell Wilson is the leading candidate for NFL MVP. He's terrific. I'll still take Mahomes, but I get it why a lot of people really like Wilson. But I like Arizona in this one, and so does Joe. All right, the big game of the day for us, right? Steelers at Tennessee. Tennessee minus 1 at home, a 1-point favorite at home. I like the Steelers. I like the Steelers to win this one. I think the win would be a close game. I don't like the Steelers already next week at Baltimore, but we'll worry about next week, next week. Right now, I like the Steelers getting 1 point at Tennessee. I like them to win a close game. I'm going to say like 23-20. Joe also likes the Steelers in this one. It should be a great matchup of that Steelers defense, that punishing Steelers run defense against that punishing run game of Tennessee led by Derrick Henry. But don't sleep on Ryan Tannehill. You got to figure out how to stop him as well as Derrick Henry. But both Joe and I like the Steelers, so we got four of the same. Hopefully I'll go 3-1 of those four and pick up a couple more on him, make this challenging. As I said, I've picked up three games on him the past 2 weeks. We'll see if I can continue on a roll. I'm not real confident. I'm never confident with these picks, but what the hell. It's fun to give them anyhow and maybe give you some food for thought. Usually people that go against me do pretty well. They know my history of these picks aren't very good. All right, we'll be back to wrap up the show right after this. Get you set for Monday's show. Starkey, I'm hoping, will be back with me Monday morning. Bob Pompeiani will be with me for sure on Monday morning. So we'll set you up for that, talk about what we're going to be talking about. I'm sure there'll be a lot of Steelers-Titans on Monday. Will it be a Steelers win? I think so. Starkey thinks so. Most of you think so. We'll see if it actually happens. I'm Ron Cook. It's Cook and Joe on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.